Good evening. I'm Kimberly Daggy with WMRA News. An Augusta County Sheriff's deputy has been placed on administrative leave after video footage showed him tackling a suspect. The news leader reports Sheriff Donald Smith posted video and details of the incident on the sheriff's office's Facebook page last night. Smith said Augusta County Fire Rescue personnel were initially sent to the scene for a medical call involving a 58-year-old man at a storage facility in Verona. The man allegedly became disorderly, and a deputy was also sent to assist. The video shows a second sheriff's deputy, Andrew Simonetti, exiting his vehicle and tackling the man to the ground. An unidentified man filmed the encounter and confronted the deputy. Simonetti has been placed on administrative leave. Smith requested the Virginia State Police conduct a criminal investigation of the incident. Governor Glenn Youngkin will roll out his next budget proposal on December 20th. Youngkin recently announced one key component, close to $1 billion in funding for early childhood education. From Partner Station VPM, Megan Pauley reports.
More than one-third would represent new state funding above previous appropriations. The federal child care subsidy program would receive the largest investment under his proposal. It's at risk of having to unenroll about 30,000 kids statewide when pandemic relief funds run out next summer. Youngkin says he wants to keep expanded eligibility for the program, but said all families would be on the hook for a copay regardless of income.
In order to stretch the program as far as we could, we felt it appropriate for families to pay something.
The Virginia Department of Education hasn't released details showing exactly what families would have to pay under the new plan. But right now, some families don't have to pay a fee at all if they meet the income requirement.
Megan Pauley reporting. Delegate Les Adams of Martinsville resigned from Virginia's House of Delegates yesterday. The Republican ran unopposed in the November election. The Virginia Public Access Project classifies the district as a strong Republican seat. Governor Glenn Youngkin has set an election for January 9th that would allow the winner to be seated in the General Assembly, which begins the next day on January 10th.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, recognizing exceptionally creative individuals. This year's MacArthur Fellows and more information are at macfound.org. This is NPR.
On your NPR station, listener-supported WMRA.